Blog Talk Radio.
Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island. We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Yes Have Some Live. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Craig Goldberg, and I am here right now with Abigail Gardner.
What's up, guys?
And we're waiting on Jacob Walsh to join us any second.
I'm here.
Oh, he's here.
Jake is here.
Oh, he's here.
What's up, man?
Not much, man.
Hello, hello.
So what's up, man? So today has been quite the day. We got the second Ghostbusters trailer was released today. So we're going to be taking live calls on the air. There's not a need to set this up, right? We all know what's going on. Today we got the second and probably the final full trailer for Ghostbusters 2016. It was released this morning at 9 a.m. We've all seen it. We've taken it all in. So what I want to do first...
I've been looping it in the living room.
It's been on a loop. I'm not going to lie.
Doing cartwheels.
Some cartwheels.
Round off.
But let's just... Hold on. We got so much going on here. Guys, here's the thing. When you do a live show... There's going to be technical difficulties. There's going to be things happening, but I think we're good to go. I'm feeling very good about tonight's
live
episode. This is late night. This is like, you can't just get
it's
this anywhere. But we do want to thank everybody, in advance for calling in to Yes Have Some Live. We're going to be taking calls here in a couple minutes. But before we do that, we just want to kind of go round table. You know, we're stressed out. Jake, are you stressed about what's going on today?
Oh my God. You don't even know. I'm stressed.
So we've been kind of planning this all day. We were going to do a live show tonight, and then the trailer just happened to be released. We got word that was going to happen, so the timing is perfect. So why don't we go a little roundtable real quick and kind of do a quick overview. What do we think? What is our reaction? How's everybody feeling?
What do we think of these Ghostbusters? Are they to be taken seriously? Guys, I'm already direct quoting the trailer. I've watched it so many times at this point. I wrote down like 20-something bullet points after my first viewing. I am so pleased with it. There was so much, so many more chills and so much more like scariness to this trailer. I think the laughs were a lot more genuine, and I think that Kristen Wiig on that table, pulling on that tablecloth, is just, it makes me happier than anything in the entire world. I made that screen cap my cover photo on Facebook, and it just makes me so happy to watch this trailer. So I'm pumped.
Jake, what was your initial reaction?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. I was expecting something a little different, and in a good way. That didn't happen. I was expecting maybe a little more spoilers or something like that. But it turned out really good. I think it's a much better trailer than the first one. I'm overall very happy with it.
Cool. And yeah, I mean, we're going to be talking about this in detail. And we'll let, people calling in kind of give us their thoughts and guide us in different directions. We're going to let Jesus take the wheel. That's what I think.
Jesus take the wheel.
Who?
I mean, as far as my overall opinion goes, I really, really enjoyed it. But I really enjoyed the first trailer. I do think that this was a better trailer. I think it was probably a little bit closer to what we're actually going to be seeing on screen. A lot of action, lots of ghosts.
Yeah, scary ghosts.
I think my absolute favorite thing I saw in the trailer was that quick shot of I guess it was Kristen Wiig and maybe Melissa McCarthy just running down that hallway chasing the mayhem ghost.
Yeah. It looks like it's in the Chinese restaurant, their headquarters.
It's either that or it could be...
I guess it could have been...
It's backstage,
I think. It's backstage, yeah.
Okay, good call, guys.
But all I know is that they are just haphazardly throwing
Running
those...
Running amok, right.
And I like it because, as we all know, when Ghostbusters first take packs, put them on and use them for the first time, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And I never touched that equipment.
I think that's going to be our... What the hell are you doing?
What the hell are you doing? Guys, what?
Do we think,
got the original theme.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We totally did. Do we think that that's the first bust? at the rock concert?
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine.
I think that from what they've shown, that looks like it's probably the first official. But then, you know, you see in the trailers, they already have the fully decked out Ecto-1 at that point, I think.
When they're arriving out front, you think?
But maybe, I mean, well, in Ghostbusters 1984, the Ecto-1's
finished.
That's
their Sedgwick is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially. Right.
But yeah,
the first encounter with the ghost is Patty Tolan in the subway system. That's been established, correct?
Yeah, yeah. And I do want to say one thing, guys. We're not going to go spoiler heavy for things that have been leaked and stuff. We're only going to talk about what we've seen in the trailer and what we can infer. So if you're listening and you're worried
about that, was given to us in the trailer.
That was in the trailer. No,
yeah, I'm not screwing with anybody's spoiler.
But yeah,
spoiler for y'all.
It was super cool to hear Ray Parker's music. You can have a million different remixes of that song, and I'm sure we'll get them, but there's nothing like that original theme. And that with the, kind of the news report voiceover.
Mm-hmm. Right after the four of them walk into, a hotel lobby. It's fucking Ghostbusters.
It does. It felt like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, you know, that little section there had the same effect on me as in the first trailer. I remember when we had our first trailer episode, I talked about that one spot where it was like three shots back to back of the Ecto at night, the quick shot of Slimer, how that really felt like Ghostbusters to me, and this had the same feel, especially that section of the trailer.
Yep.
Yeah. And you got some good shots of the Ecto in there, that daytime drive shot, the close up of the little baby no ghost on the hood, the ornament, so nice. It looked good. It felt good. It was evoking all those emotions and feelings that you wanted, you know, the heartstrings that you wanted to have pulled on.
Yeah. And I think so the main reaction we've been seeing today is people saying, oh, I like, you know, we've seen a lot of, I liked it better than the first trailer. Why didn't they release this one first? But still a lot of just weird negativity. I feel like, I don't know. Maybe there's just something about this project that is just from the beginning making certain people feel a certain way. And but I've been super high on it the whole time. I really like what we saw today. And it's all good. There's a lot of moments in the trailer that I really, really reacted to. Jake, let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. So you are 30-something years old, right? You're 30 or 31.
You've been, I am.
You've been doing this podcast thing for a while. You've been watching some movies for your whole life. Did you ever think there would be a Jaws reference in a Ghostbusters movie?
Oh, man.
Dude, I think Paul Feig put that in there just for me. That was a present.
While he was editing? And after he talked to us?
He was like, hold on. You know what Jacob would really like? Let me just throw a Jaws. Can we just rewrite this? Let's throw a Jaws reference in there. We're going to misquote Jaws, and it's kind of like an in-joke because everybody misquotes that quote. He was like, Jacob will like this, and he put that in there. That was amazing. I mean, that's my two favorite things. Those are my two favorite movies coming together, and that's amazing. I love it.
Yeah. And I just
and you know
what?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if there's ever a Jaws reboot, we can get some Ghostbusters lines in there.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
While we're talking about Jaws here, or this line, I was talking to you earlier, Craig, and I said I wondered if, you know, that quote's kind of, obviously it's out of context. They just cut to Kevin and he's like, we're going to need a bigger boat. And we have no idea what was said before it. And I told you earlier, I was watching some YouTube trailer reactions and out of all of them, nobody really reacted to that line. And I was like, man, I wonder if we're hitting a point Jaws is now 41 years old. I wonder if we're hitting a point where people are starting to not know what that's referencing.
Yeah, or these people that are making these videos are just basic as fuck and they don't know anything about Jaws. And I don't respect them in the first place. I don't think these downvotes are real, and I think that a lot of those trailer reaction videos, I tried watching some of them actually right before we went live, and I couldn't, my tolerance is low for them, yeah. Sorry to call out all those people, but yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm starting to have a feeling that, I don't know. I don't want to be the guy who says there's no, like, is there any reason why this, the trailer could already have like 15,000 downvotes within like an hour? Like, I was talking to my buddy at work.
It doesn't make sense.
I was talking to my buddy, Billy. Billy is one of the most cynical human beings I've ever met. He calls people out on their bullshit all the time. He hates a lot of stuff, but he came up to me and he was like, dude, I do not know how people could be that upset. Like, even if you're a fan or just a moderate moviegoer, like, there's nothing in that trailer that looks bad enough to warrant what the reaction is. So I just think it's people doubling down. I think there's people who hate this from the start. Mm-hmm. They're going to hate it. You saw it today, so we haven't talked about Rowan yet, but there was the reveal, the quick little glimpse of Rowan at the end of the trailer, which was just enough for me to really, like, I'm glad they didn't just in-your-face Rowan shot that just kind of gave away the big reveal. It was really cool. We've all known about Rowan. We've known about Rowan looking like the No-Ghost logo since January, since Toy Fair. And today, real Ghostbusters fans, not even just casual moviegoers, I saw them on message boards going, what? What's the deal with this fake Stay Puft? I can't believe that they're so unoriginal. Yeah. Like, guys, we knew about this for 5 months.
This,
like,
has been out. It's on shelves. Right, exactly. It's tactile. It's tangible. We've known about that. And not to mention, I thought that Rowan's appearance was fucking awesome. I thought he looked spectacular. I loved the face burn. And Jake did, like, a really awesome drawing of that we've shared and people have really enjoyed. So I thought that was a super cool reveal. I thought it was, like, just enough, like, showing a little bit of the shoulder. Like, not too much, you know, just enough to get us excited to see that big character reveal. And I love that there's an evolution and there seems to be all these different, like, versions of Rowan. And I think that Kevin's possession, like, ultimately leads to whatever it is that Rowan's doing. And I think that Rowan causes some time warp ripples and some crazy stuff, because we see those signs change in Times Square once the big scene with the montage of the ghosts coming out and moving around, which I think probably, like, it coincides with whatever that parade thing is, because you see a lot of those, like, inflatable whatever ghosts coming to life. I think that, yeah, I think there's some time travel. I think there's some crazy shit going on. Like, either way, like, that swirling green, like, ghost cloud, like, tapping down and, like, coming down from the sky is, like, so fucking tight that I'm like, how could you not, like, want to watch this? And then you see a little bit of Rowan and it's like, fuck yeah, this is awesome. So that's my opinion.
Yeah, the thing with Rowan is, first of all, I was expecting way more Rowan in the trailer. I thought, at this point, we know that he starts off as a human. And I thought that we were gonna get, that in the trailer. I thought we were gonna see way more Rowan, and I'm glad we didn't. I'm glad that's all we got was that, like, 1 second shot. But I feel like you just said, Abby, I feel like Rowan's gonna, he's gonna change, he's gonna transform. We've seen there's a human minifigure of Rowan. There's, like, a little cute minifigure of Rowan. We've seen We've seen all these different things, and I feel like he's not always going to be this giant monster. He's going to maybe be human-sized and maybe become big. So, like, I kind of wish our glimpse of Rowan wasn't him in this big, crazy form. Like, maybe it was the human-sized Rowan or something. But I'm glad I'm glad we got only a small amount of him. As far as him, like, people thinking he's Stay Puft, I can understand people who aren't following this reboot like Ghostbusters fans are, and, you know, for the like casual viewer who's not buying the toys, could see a 1 second, oh, he was giant and he was white, that must be the
and
new
he's burning like a marshmallow, right,
but we know
kind of looks similar,
right, but we know that he's the main villain, he's gonna be in the movie way more, he's probably gonna have a little bit of evolution to his look. And sure, in the trailer, that 1 second was very evocative of Stay Puft, and I'm sure that was on purpose. You know, they're trying to show you, like, hey, this is Ghostbusters.
As are so many moments, right, inside trailer, yeah.
Right, but I don't think that this character is just a Stay Puft ripoff, and I also am not counting out the fact that Stay Puft might still actually be in this movie. So, I mean,
You know, they got to say, I was worried that the trailer was going to be too spoiler heavy, but to me, I feel like trailers always reveal too much, but it was good. It didn't. I don't feel like I've seen the whole movie by any means. So I'm excited. So here's the deal: we got a lot of people on the line, and we'll try to go. We'll try to get to everybody. So if you do want to call in, it's 929-477-1217. Press 1 to get on hold, and we'll go from there. So maybe since we're going till we're going hard. We're going to 11:30 Eastern, so we're going to have some time to get through calls and talk about everything in detail. But if you can, try to make it fairly,
succinct.
Tighten it up. Tell us what you want. Give us your thoughts on the trailer. Ask us a question if you want. Let us know how you're feeling, and it's all going to be good. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Take some calls.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get some callers
Bible,
on
brief,
here.
Brief and Christ-centered.
Yeah.
The ABCs.
Let's hear it.
What was that?
That,
one
that was
time?
One of those things I heard growing up in church.
Cool. All right. So this man needs no introduction. Our first caller can ignore everything I just said because I
he
have a feeling
he wants.
He can do whatever he wants, ladies and gentlemen. A previous co-host of the Yes Have Some podcast.
The man, the myth, the legend.
The man who's probably watched the Ghostbusters trailer more than any of us today. Hal Clay, what's up? What's up, Hal?
Not much. How are y'all doing?
How's it going, Hal?
Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
You?
Yeah, how's it going, dude?
Going good.
Is Thorin making you watch the trailer?
Nonstop? God, yes. He is just on constant repeat on the TV.
He sounds like me.
Oh, I mean, from watching it through his eyes, the subway ghost that you see very briefly in the very beginning, I think, is going to be cool.
Kind of
like really creepy,
brother.
Yeah, the really creepy dude with the red eyes, yeah.
Yeah, because, he covers his eyes every time that pops up. I'm like, what's going on? That's not that bad. But,
it's like nothing.
For children, this is going to be
I'm
amazing,
fine.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say Hal, you have a unique perspective, right? Because you have a son. He's 4 years old. He's primed to love Ghostbusters. So from your perspective, seeing it through watching him watch the trailer, and you being a lifelong Ghostbusters fan, how do you think kids and families are gonna flock to this movie? You think it's gonna be something that wins them over?
I think they're gonna eat it up. I think it's going to be just like the original, but for this new generation. I'm not, I love the originals. The originals are like the holy grail of, Ghostbusters. But, things change. New movies come out.
They do.
Right.
And, I think that's the hardest thing. Jake, you can go to second. I think that's the absolute hardest thing for somebody who's been a lifelong Ghostbusters fan is to just remove themselves from their fandom and their personal opinion and just remove themselves and realize that 6, 7, 8-year-old kids, they don't care about
are
reboots.
Gonna love this.
They don't care about
yeah.
continuation. That's why there's a whole generation of kids. That's why John Boyega said Revenge of the Sith was actually his favorite Star Wars movie.
Right.
I mean, I don't agree with that. But if somebody grows up on something and that's theirs, then
Yeah, it's okay if Val Kilmer's your Batman. Right. Well, I'm pumped for Thorin, man. That's awesome.
Clooney.
Good. You
cool,
know that
man.
Thing you brought up. That thing you brought up there, Hal, about the subway ghost there at the beginning. That was another really cool thing about the trailer is that it showed way more ghosts. I know a lot of people were complaining in the first. Trailer that they were all a little too humanoid and they weren't really scary, but that ghost is legitimately creepy. Like staring you down. He's creepy looking. That whole
glowing eyes in the dark.
That first little section of the trailer there, even though it's kind of a setup to a joke, it was a really cool tone shift. It was really cool to show you that there are a little bit of dark things in this movie, just like in the original. And I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was excited to see that. It wasn't just all slapstick, which, from the first trailer, it appeared to be.
Right.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think this movie's going to have a – one thing that Paul Feig said, there was an interview today, and Paul Feig mentioned that, traditionally with his movies, It's hard for a good trailer to be cut as far as the comedy goes. If you guys remember the first trailer for Spy, like, it wasn't very good. And Spy turned out to be a pretty awesome movie. And I think what he said really rings true is that his jokes are character driven and out of context from the story. A lot of times, you know, they just don't work. You know, you're packing small clips of a scene, and that doesn't mean that all comedy's like that, right? Because you can watch a trailer for, like, I don't know, Ace Ventura and get all those one-liners and be like, oh, this looks, you know, really fun.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, modern comedies like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. And
it's in our wheelhouse.
I try not to focus. My focus when watching the trailer has nothing to do really. Like, if there's good jokes and I laugh, that's great. But I've been more – I have enough faith in that cast and in Paul Feig that I know the movie's going to be funny.
Yes.
At least moderately funny, if not extremely funny. So I'm looking for the equipment, and I'm looking for the action and the characters and the ghosts. And I liked everything I saw. I loved it. So
I like that pirate ghost, that like Captain Crunch looking ghost, like a buccaneer or whatever he's throwing. I don't know if it looks like a telescope, or it's a scene with Kristen Wiig when she's got like the thrower out, and like they're in that downtown sequence. Like that one part in particular is super fun sight.
Who does the somersault while doing the thrower?
I can't figure it out. I think it might be Kate McKinnon.
I was gonna say she's probably
I think so.
The one.
That's a very quick cut.
Yeah, there was a lot of there was a lot that, I mean, I think we can all safely assume that Times Square sequence is going to be very big and very fun.
Yeah.
Usually I'm not too keen on wanting to see a movie in 3D, but I think this is gonna be amazing in 3D.
It will be.
I'm sure that I'm going to see it enough time in the theaters that I can, you know, sacrifice one to actually watch it in 3D.
I'm seeing all the D's possible. 3D, 2D.
I want all
however
the
many
D's.
D's.
Yeah.
Give me every D.
Well, listen, Hal, thank you so much for calling in, man. Any other
Not
thoughts on the trailer?
No, I mean, it looked good. They didn't put too much out there. But,
yeah,
know,
that's what
a,
we were saying,
it was
man.
Much
it
better
felt...
trailer, but, you know. I understand why this one wasn't the lead-off trailer, though, because, you know, I'm sure they're still working on the special effects of it.
Right.
Well,
cool, man. So we're going
to – I like the effects that we saw, though, like Kevin's little magic arm wave. That was one of my favorite things. I taught myself how to make a GIF just so that I could have that, like, play over and over again. I was successful. So.
All right, Hal. Thank you for calling in, buddy. We're going to move on here.
Say hi to Thorne.
What's up, Thorne?
Love you.
We love you too.
Wow. All
right. Bye, Hal. Thanks.
All right.
Gotta reach out to the kids.
Bye.
All
right. See, we do it for the kids.
We do.
All right.
Cool.
No more kids on the show. Let's make that a rule. No more kids.
Cool. Just kidding.
So we're gonna go to another caller. This is like an unlisted number. We're gonna go to this unlisted number. I don't know who this. We had some craziness on Facebook earlier, so we're about to find out. If you hear unmuted, that means you're live. So, all right, you're on the air. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello.
Will?
All right.
Okay.
All right, we're going to come back to whoever this is. Hello? Are you there?
That Captain Crunch
is anybody calling from a restricted number? 2 seconds.
Sounds dangerous.
All right. We'll go to our next caller then.
All right.
That didn't work.
That didn't work. 862 area code.
You're on the...
You are on the Yes Have Some Live podcast. Tell
What's
us who
up,
you are
Craig
where you're calling
Abigail?
From.
Hey.
What's going on, guys? It's Tom Gebhardt.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey, Tom.
How's it going?
What's up, guys?
Not too much.
Loving
watching
the podcast.
Trailer.
Over and over, like who could not?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. So, what did you think of the trailer today?
I really like it, and I really feel like it should have been like the first trailer out. But I'm glad that it's out there now. Eventually, you know, because I actually had some people like on our Facebook page that were like, I was totally against this, but I think I might go see it now after this trailer came out. So I think it really kind of like swayed some of the naysayers a little bit. And it showed just enough of a little bit of everything, but not too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of what we were saying. It had a little taste of you know, a lot of the stuff we didn't see that first time around. So Tom, as we move through callers here, is there anything specific that stood out in the trailer that you really liked or disliked? What's your one takeaway from the trailer?
All right. Well, I've got this one captivating little slip shot where they have that one ghost where the proton stream's really beamed at him, and you kind of see that wrangle wrap around him. Like, it was just such a flashback to the Scolari brothers kind of almost.
Yep.
As soon as I seen that proton beam wrangle around that one ghost, I was just the phone instantly became right up to my eyeballs at that point. I was just all right, I'm there. Going on? And then I was a little taken back by the hot air balloons. I heard some rumors about that stuff, and then there was some speculation about the whole Stay Puft thing. So I mean, everyone's saying that you guys were saying Roman was a cheap ripoff of Stay Puft. I don't really feel that way. I feel maybe in size, yeah, there's that comparison. Maybe that's just their subtle way of giving a hat tip to that character. But I think that it's Stay Puft based on the toy, because on the toy it says, Stay Puft balloon character. I'm thinking maybe he's hiding behind that big cluster of balloons that kind of get animated there in that one clip. So I'm kind of excited to see what that brings, is he going to be just as massive as Rowan in that one scene? Is he going to be aggressive? Or does he get a proton stream and then deflate and disappear into the sky,
Everything. You show the size comparison or something.
And I really like how they gave a little bit more attention to Hemsworth, how he really wants to be part of the team, and hey, I was born to be a Ghostbuster. And Abigail, totally right on with when he kind of did that whole ectoplasmic dust off and then
the
popped that wheelie and took off.
Yeah,
I was just dude. I'm he just went from nerd to badass in a second. That was awesome.
Yeah, man.
Dude,
it was
fucking tight. He pops the wheelie and rides off.
Yeah, man, it was good stuff. It was really good, man. Well, Tom, thanks so much for calling, man. Anything else before we move on to next caller?
No, just thanks for having me on. I'm loving the show. I listen to every one that you guys have, so thanks for having me on, and wish you all the best of luck and more viewers, man.
Thanks,
hey, man.
Dude.
Appreciate it.
Dude.
Thanks so much for calling. And,
anytime.
We'll talk to you soon.
Take it easy. Enjoy the loop.
All right, guys. All right. I'm going to call. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. So,
yeah.
So we're going to get to some more callers here in just a couple minutes. Our number is 929-477-1217, and you can press 1 to join the show.
Yep. We're going to answer the call.
We are going to answer the call. So, Jake, how you feeling, man? Are you has your opinion changed? Now you've talked to some live fans of the franchise we love. What you still feeling pretty good?
I'm still feeling pretty good. I mean, it seems as if overall this trailer has had a better reaction, especially among Ghostbuster fans. There's a couple, man. Let's get it really quick. Let's get into something. So there was something I was wondering about, and I was wondering if this trailer was going to answer any questions, and it didn't, which is, I guess, is a good thing. But let's for a second, let's talk a little bit about. So we got those Ecto Minis. And I was wondering, okay, so we have a Miss Slimer Ecto Mini, and then we also have an Ecto Mini of Kevin with an original pack. And one of the things I was wondering, I was like, are we gonna get confirmation of either one of these in this trailer? And we didn't, obviously, but I'm kinda glad we didn't, because of course that's a spoiler, but man, there's so
still
many
chasing that Miss Slimer.
So many questions about this movie. Like, is Miss Slimer real? Is this a real thing, or is it just a toy? If you listen to the Crossrip last week, those guys were speculating that maybe the Kevin minifigure with the original pack was just a toy thing. Maybe they just had to get the toy out, and maybe that has no bearing in the film whatsoever.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that.
Or that Miss Slimer was kind of an afterthought or whatever in production.
Yeah.
Kind of like a lazy answer to, you know, they needed another thing to put out. So I hope that's not the case, because I'm in love with her and like I want her likeness on my person and like everywhere in my house. And
you really need to know how she smells.
I need to know. Like, I bet it she smells like GAC and like hot dogs. I used to have this like apple cinnamon GAC that smelled like shit, but I played with it so much. I didn't care because it made me so happy, and that's what these toys make me. They make me feel like a kid again. And I love Miss Slimer, and she's my bae. So yeah, I hope that like I never say that word, but like I started saying it just because I love Miss Slimer so goddamn much. So there you go.
Cool. Yeah, I hope that those aren't like just weird toy production things where they just needed to put something out there and 8 months they had a script and just started kind of like, oh, we'll just put a, you know, we'll put the old proton pack on Kevin just because that's what we'll do. I hope it means something. I guess we'll know in less than 2 months. It's coming up. We've had a couple callers on hold for quite a while. So we're going to go to 908 area code.
Hello.
You are on the air. Let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, guys. It's Mike from Mike's Pop Culture Playhouse in Jersey again.
How's it going, man?
Hey, man. Everything's good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic.
Yeah. I'm
awesome.
Stoked.
So the trailer, I think I watched it 3 times today, and I mean, I've been excited about this film from the beginning. To be slightly fair, I mean, it's a smidge, you know, redundant areas, but, you know, that's like to be expected, because what you saw in the last one, they're going to carry over certain things. But what I did really like about this trailer is you get to see more of them really in action and kind of in their element as the Ghostbusters in Times Square, and seeing a lot more of the ghosts, because I just think that it's kind of offering itself to show off like the epicness of this one. And, you know, like, whereas in the first one it's obviously a special movie and the Stay Puft scene and everything is really epic for that time period and everything, but with, you know, the advancements in technology and special effects, I really just like that they kind of went balls to the wall in this, and you just kind of see, you know, Times Square infested. I really like the little subtle things. It's like a quick shot of, you know, it's like the picture frame, and you kind of see like the hands like fighting to get out.
Yeah, chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really like that. And you know, like it's funny because like I come from like a very big like Disney aficionado background. So when people are like looking at the ghost and they're like, oh God, that looks so Haunted Mansion, like just terrible. And I'm kind of like, well, that's kind of what I like about the ghosts. Like, I like that there's that kind of like neon glowiness to them, but it doesn't take away the creepiness or like the creep factor of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really like the way the ghosts look. And,
yeah, the color palette.
And, you know, and the way it is with CGI, we know that it's going to keep improving up until release. I think I was actually talking about with Hal earlier today about how that library ghost, that it already looks better than it did in the first trailer. I try not to be hard on CGI in general, because a lot of work goes into that, and we you know, once the finished product hits, then we can kind of judge it for what it is. But I do like the aesthetic. It's definitely a bit different than, you know, what we saw in the original movies. But kind of what I was talking about today is if a reboot or a remake, it's kind of like a cover song, right? So
right.
there's going to be elements that are familiar. There's going to be things that are different.
Certain notes will be hit for sure.
Yep.
But
just like a cover song, if it's a lot like the original, people complain.
Right.
And if it's
too much creative license,
yeah,
they also complain.
Yeah, and if they go a different
perfect
way,
balance, you have to strike. So good luck, Paul Feig.
Right.
It's really tough.
It's really a fine line, and you had mentioned this just a little bit ago, actually. It's about, like, you know, the marketing in things. And, you know, like, let's just call a spade here. I think everybody that's into the kind of culture in the films that we're all into, everybody knows that in this day in society, marketing is shit. Like, that's really where so many movies can live or die, and you can clearly see that with this movie, is, like, for, you know, for all intents and purposes, marketing has just gone to hell. Like they don't know how to be overly creative or overly ambitious about it. So, like, I totally understand where people are kind of not sold on Ghostbusters with the marketing. I mean, I personally do like it, but, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, when you guys were saying about, I get, what was it, like 15,000 thumbs down or something on the trailer, something ridiculous. It just goes back to, like, are we really going to judge something that harshly when you haven't seen the film yet? I'm just such, it's so basic, but I'm just such a strong believer in that. It's like, no matter how shitty or how good something can be, you have to dedicate the time, and it's not a lot of time, it's like an hour and 45 minutes to see that and at least be like informed about it and give an informed opinion. It's stupid to like dismiss something because that looks like crap, that looks bad. You know, like, I think that this film, you know, this new trailer, it did kind of it perked up the comedy a little bit more. And, you know, it's Ghostbusters. Like, there's not, like, a whole lot of, like, selling it to you that they need to do. And, like, you said before, too, that in marketing, they ruin so much of a movie in a trailer now. And I don't really think that they're doing that in this. You know, whether you think it's funny or not, that's all subjective. And we know comedy, more so than anything else, it's the most subjective genre out there.
Yeah, Hulk's only had one line. They're holding back.
Right, you know, like, they're totally holding back. It's totally different. Like, if you're marketing, like, The Conjuring 2, which I think has been doing a really good job, but that's something where, like, oh, you can get the shit scared out of you in a 2.5-minute, like, little sizzle reel. That's, you know, that's a little easier. Like, if a joke hits or it's shit, that's a little more difficult. And, again, to your point, like what Paul Feig was saying, so much of his comedy is character-driven, so when you take that out of context, it's not going to connect with a whole lot of people, you know?
Right. And I think, so we'll save the Conjuring 2 debate with Jake for another show.
Yeah, we'll talk jump
scares
later.
Don't you start.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Let me at him.
but Jake, did you guys see today that Sony has not posted the new trailer to the official, they haven't released it on YouTube yet.
Okay.
I noticed that because I went and looked for it and I had to get it elsewhere.
Yeah. So just kind of a weird thing for a major studio. Like, if we can say that the downvotes ultimately aren't going to matter and the comments ultimately aren't going to matter, but they're mattering
and
enough.
And they might not even be real because it's crazy.
Well, but they're mattering enough, unfortunately, for a major motion picture studio to I guess, be a little hesitant about, or at least really kind of think about how they release the trailer. So,
right.
Hey, Mike, we got a couple more or a bunch more callers waiting. Did you have anything else specifically you wanted to touch on before we move on?
No, I mean, you know, not really. I still like the trailer just as much. I think Slimer looks really really great. CG and all, I think that he looks the most solid out of everybody. I'm really
He does look great.
He really does. But, yeah, I mean, you know, all in all, I'm excited. I got my Proton Pack. I got my Ghostbusters 2016 toys in this week. So I'm ready. Let me buy the
awesome,
ticket
man.
Now.
Cool. Last question. What's your favorite toy you got?
Honestly, I just like the figures. I love the four figures. I love the articulation. I have them displayed with the new Ecto-1, and I'm just kind of obsessed with it. So,
cool,
but the Proton Pack's pretty cool. My wife questioned why I came into our bedroom with it and flashing it in her face, so I didn't have a good answer for that. But,
I could think of like 5 good answers. Uh-huh.
She's like, did you just buy that? I'm like, you damn right, I bought it. Are you kidding?
Yeah, do you want to switch the ghost out?
I know, right?
What that means.
Cool, Mike. Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, guys, take it easy. Have fun.
Thanks, man.
All right,
bye.
All right, cool. It's killing me to do this, but I'm.
Are you going to do something?
I'm going to do this, guys. I think I know who this next caller is. I don't think she's even seen the trailer, but she...
You got to do it.
We're just going to let this happen.
Happy Mother's Day.
Uh-oh.
404. You're
hello.
Hello.
All right. So please introduce yourself.
I'm Mark. Jake. I'm Craig's mom and Abby's mother-in-law.
Oh, hey. We were expecting
hello,
Paul.
Hello.
All right, Marge from Chicago. Did you watch the new Ghostbusters trailer?
I have.
All right. What are your thoughts?
Here's my thoughts. I think it's going to open up a whole new generation to an original classic. I think it's amazing. I think the comedy is amazing. And I think it's it's going to go on for years.
Wow.
Well, there's some positivity.
That's pretty positive.
Seriously, I didn't think a classic could be replaced, but I honestly think this is going to be replaced.
Oh,
replaced.
Ooh.
Strong words there.
Fired.
Strong words, Mom.
Yeah, Mom. You got a lot of
girl power.
You got a lot of upset nerds out there listening to this.
It's okay.
I like it.
Girl power, Abby.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. All right, well, we're going to move on to some other callers. Do you have anything else that you would like to say to the world that's not embarrassing for me personally before we move
Maybe
on?
Maybe a little embarrassing.
You know, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
All right, there it is.
There it is.
Thank you, Marge.
Thanks, Mama Marge.
Love ya.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Well, that was very fun.
New level.
Remind me to give you my mother's phone number so if she calls, we cannot answer it.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen over here at the
you
Yes Have Some podcast. Cool. So right now, we got people jumping on the line. We're going to keep rolling through here. I want to make sure that we get to everybody. 817, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. This is Megan Yenter from the Dallas-Fort Worth Ghostbusters in Texas. So,
hey,
cool.
Megan.
Up, Megan.
Welcome
hello,
to
hello.
The awesome podcast.
How are you guys?
Welcome to the pod.
Good.
We're good.
This is what fun. Is on your mind? What did you think of this trailer?
Oh my God. I woke up to my boyfriend being like, whoa, and so I instantly, you know, because I was up really late last night, and I checked it out. The biggest thing for me, there's a couple of really funny points that I just think were even funnier than the first trailer that we saw, and I know people are going to probably slam it, but the thing with the selfie stick with with Patty, with the ghost, I'm sorry, that was just perfect. Like, it was
yeah.
just... For what it is, I think a lot of people are like, oh, you know, it's dumbed down humor and they're trying to slam everything. No, it was perfect. It was funny.
It's accurate.
The, I know,
right.
It was. And
that's exactly what would
I think,
happen.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm just going to walk a little bit high.
Right. Dude, yeah. Patty delivers. I thought she was hilarious in that scene for all those who doubted her.
And what I liked about it is, like, everyone's kind of been reserved to thinking that Leslie Jones is going to be this loud, over-the-top character. And she was pretty subtle in that scene. And it was kind of like – it reminded me, like, if you were, like, I don't know, at, like, an aviary and, like, a bird landed on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And you didn't like it. And that's how I would react.
Right. No, I'm just tired. I'm gonna go ahead and take off.
Yeah,
I
like
that.
There's this huge dinosaur on my shoulder. I don't want
right.
to get eaten.
I like that scene. I like that scene because I feel like they're kind of like selfie sticks have become this weird like cultural phenomenon thing, and like
yeah.
half the world has them and has no shame
it's
using
like
them. And it's like the other half hate them. So I kind of like that they threw in that little. Like, they're kind of making fun. Like, I don't think Paul Feig likes selfie sticks. He's like, fuck those selfie sticks. We're going to make fun of them.
Well, and I think it was even funnier, too, is the part where she's like, oh, you know, now she made the comment about it's either a race thing or it's a lady thing. You know, screw you guys. I was like, that, I know that they're showing a little preview of that and
yeah.
showing a clip somewhere else before showing this trailer. But I saw that and I was like, you know, that's like the perfect slap into the haters' face. I'm down
yeah.
with this.
Oh, they get so
absolutely.
Mad.
Oh, they get so mad.
And it's not even like they inserted that movie or into the movie as like a commentary to the reaction. It was just part of the movie. It just
yeah.
happens to kind of
kind of meta.
Yeah, they kind of reflects what, you know, the unfortunate backlash that she received. I want a T-shirt that says, I don't know if it's a race thing or a lady thing,
but
I'm mad
as hell. Yeah, you can pull off.
I'm down. I'm down. Let's make it happen.
Hell yes.
So.
Thanks for calling, girl. This is awesome. We appreciate your thoughts and your positivity.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Good vibes. Megan, did you have anything else before we moved on here?
No, you guys are awesome. I listen all the time, so hopefully I'm excited to hear what everybody else has to say.
Cool.
Well,
you have a good night. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you next time.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Right. Enjoy the trailer loop. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Cool. I'm gonna say that to every caller.
Jake, what is so the before we move on here, that selfie, people were kind of talking about that. I thought that gag really worked. Gag. Is that what it's called? A gag?
It's a gag. It's a bit.
I really liked it. I liked it more than the stage diving.
Yeah, I did too. I thought that whole little scene was funnier. The just with her being like, I think I'm just going to leave. Like, that whole little thing I thought was kind of funny. As far as like being in the trailer, I feel like they could have tightened it up a little bit for the trailer, but I thought it was funny. I liked it. The whole trailer kind of feels like that. I feel like overall there might be a few tiny things here and there that just like could have been tightened up as far as maybe the cutting or the editing of the trailer. But that's just like tiny things to kind of nitpick over. But yeah, I like that scene a lot. I thought it was super cool. It was good to see Mayhem still so you can really get a look at him. In the international trailer, when you get those quick glimpses when he's flying, he's kind of hard to see, but you really got a good look at him and he's got a super cool design.
Yeah,
absolutely. He looks really cool. I'm excited. He looks kind of peaceful.
Yeah, like
he did. He looked kind of like a dog. He looked a little like a, like in his face, he kind of had his tongue hanging out. He kind of looked like a dog panting or something.
Well, I guess Patty Tolan has, like, that calming quality. Like, when Drax puts his hand on Rocket's head in Guardians of the Galaxy.
She's a ghost whisperer.
Yeah. What? Oh, my God. There it is. Crack the case.
Ghost Whisperer 478, you are on the line. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi.
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 478.
Simon, calling from Middle Georgia.
Hi, Simon.
Cool.
What's up?
Thanks for being patient with us.
I'm the one who disagreed with the Roland design.
Okay.
Oh, cool. On Twitter.
On Twitter. Yeah.
Cool, man. Let's hear it. What do you think?
I guess you guys can use some dissent a little bit, right?
Yeah, I'll balance it out.
Sure.
Checks and balances.
Well, I think I established it there. I just thought it was a bit of a Stay Puft ripoff. All the media, like, at first I looked it up, all the media sites were running, here's a look at the new Stay Puft design, and, like, all the media sites. And finally I came across someone, this isn't Stay Puft, this is the new villain, Roland. So I don't know if it was, like, fan service, or I don't know what the design was, but perhaps they will address.
No, I noticed that.
At some point.
Yeah, I noticed that too. As soon as the trailer popped out, I noticed that a lot of people were mistaking him as Stay Puft. And I mentioned it earlier in this episode here, where, like, you know, to the casual viewer with such a quick glimpse, yeah, Stay Puft's what pops in your head. But I think once the movie comes out, we're gonna see that it's a completely different character, and maybe when we can get more, you know, He's white and he's big, but besides that, he doesn't really look like Stay Puft. You know, I think we're going to get an explanation to why he looks the way he does. We've heard that he's, you know, based on the logo. And I think that's all just stuff we're going to have to wait and find out. But I see your point as just like the general viewer watching this would just be like, oh, hey, that was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
What do you think was maybe up with the bow tie? It's like we know Stay Puft has neckwear. Do you think the bow tie was purposely added as some type of fan service to make him look like Stay Puft?
I don't know. You know, I didn't even think of that. And you know, honestly, until recently, I didn't even think he was going to be like a big character like that. I just figured he was going to be a human-sized ghost because we know Rowan starts off as a human. I never thought he was going to be big until maybe a week ago when we got a picture of that board game, and he's super huge in the board game. So I think that maybe he's gonna change in size, and we're not going to get big Rowan until the very end. As far as the bow tie thing, I have no clue why they threw a bow tie on him, except for the fact that Ron Daniels has something to do with the making of this movie.
Well, I think the character may have been based on a magician human or something from the comic books.
Yeah?
I don't know if that's the case. But I think there's a character magician from the comic books, so maybe he's a shapeshifter sort of guy or something. No idea.
He could be. We've seen there's a couple of the finger puppet toys that popped up. The Rowan in that doesn't have a bow tie on, so I'm not sure if it's. But then like the little cute minifigure Rowans do have the bow tie, so I'm not sure if it's something that sticks with him the whole picture, or maybe he gets the bow tie at some sort. I don't know. It is kind of odd, but it's just one of those things where you got to wait and see.
Yeah. And Simon, I you know, playing devil's advocate, I can totally see. I doubt that when they were talking about this character and what he would look like, they were like, okay, we're going to need something that looks a lot like Stay Puft, but not make him Stay Puft. I just think that they knew that they needed something big. Probably, you know, there's been two Ghostbusters movies, and both of them have had something very large walking down the streets of New York at the end. So
yeah, it's one of the notes that you have to hit that we were referencing earlier.
And it's, you know, I think it looks cool. Whether or not Stay Puft is in the movie also, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But
come on,
I definitely understand.
Yeah,
we all know he's in the movie.
Yeah. Is he inflatable or is he marshmallow? We don't know.
If he's not made of marshmallows,
then won't be as tasty.
Guys, I think we got a pretty good idea.
Or it's fun to watch. Right. I think there could be a shape shift going on there, too, because why not? Rowan's changing shapes all over the place.
There you go.
I can't Stay Puft.
Post-credit scene, Rowan and Stay Puft just having poker night.
Yeah.
They're going to be buds. Like, they're going to be best buds.
Going out for Indian food.
So, Simon, thank you so much for calling from Middle Georgia. Are you a member of any franchises, any Ghostbusters fans?
I know Chase, the Middle Georgia Ghostbusters guy with the car.
Yeah,
Chase
Ambrose.
I'm friends with that dude.
Yep.
Yeah, I worked on the show with him before, so yeah. I know Chase.
Cool, man.
I thought about joining, but I don't have the time and money for getting involved with that.
Either do we. I don't know how
it's
we
expensive.
Did. well, thanks
he,
so much
he
for
is
calling,
dedicated.
Man. Yeah. It,
oh,
it,
absolutely.
It,
thank you.
It takes a passionate.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks. And we'll, you know, we'll hear from you next time. And as we get closer to the movie, we'd love to hear more thoughts.
All the opinions.
And thanks
thank
for
you.
Not accusing me of being a sexist for dissenting.
We don't do that.
Hey.
Oh, great.
You obviously
that's
hate women.
Of you, it seems.
No,
I hate women. Yeah, I don't like the ghost design, therefore I hate women, so.
Right.
Right.
I hate women because I hate women, not because they're Ghostbusters.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Simon. Thanks, right. Buddy.
Cool, man. Thanks for calling, dude. All
right.
Thanks.
Later.
All right.
Whew. I got to go pay my Georgia Ghostbusters dues.
Your tuition. All right, we're going to keep moving on, guys. This is fun. I like Simon. Simon seems like a reasonable guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Cool.
I got a little nervous when he was like, I know Chase Ambrose.
I know, I didn't know.
We're like, uh-oh, what has Chase done?
Right. Cool, so moving on right now, we have 614.
Hey, guys, it's Andrew
from Australia.
Whoa, we
how's it going,
right?
Man?
Andrew from Australia. How are you, buddy?
Good, but I'm actually calling from LAX right now, heading back to Australia.
Wow.
Oh,
it,
okay.
It is very loud.
No,
yeah, sorry about that.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
So,
I'm the guy with the suitcase full of toys, if you've seen that.
Yeah, so...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we saw you. I've seen you on Facebook. You traveled to the States.
You had quite a trip. Yeah,
I'm guessing you didn't come here specifically to buy Ghostbusters toys.
No, it just happened that they came out at the time I was over here, so I had to get my hands on them.
Very
awesome,
nice.
Man. So, well, we appreciate you calling. You're about to fly home. How long is that flight?
That is correct. 14 hours.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
14 hours.
Well, at least you got some toys to play with, though.
Yeah. I've got those covered in my clothes so they don't get wrecked in my suitcase.
Yeah, carefully wrapped.
Right, I would be so stressed.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Cool. So what's on your mind, man? I'm assuming
that
you
that
saw the trailer today.
Yeah. I woke up in Vegas. Really excited. The first thing I saw on my phone from Ghost Course was they posted the trailer. I think it's amazing. I'm glad that they only showed a clip of Rowan in there. If I remember correctly, going from the original 1984 trailers for Ghostbusters, they didn't show any of Stay Puft, if I remember correctly, like in the original trailer, and they didn't show any of Gozer. So I'm hoping they don't show any more of Owen, because I really want that to keep a big surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think I'd be glad if we don't get any more trailers. Like, I know there'll be TV spots, which are easy to avoid, but I would be good with no more trailers. I don't need to see any more.
I don't know if
you guys saw
the cut down TV spot from this trailer was already airing a lot today. I saw it twice in like an hour watching TBS.
Yeah.
So today kind of marks that. This is the official marketing push. So we got the new trailer today, TV spots, and then it was announced that the main cast members, the four girls, are going to be on Ellen next week with Hillary Clinton.
Yas so, queen.
If you saw people were getting mad before.
You just wait. Bring it on.
Getting political.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, while we got you on the line, what's it like being a Ghostbusters fan out in Australia? Do you guys have a franchise or franchise?
Yeah.
I don't want to be small-minded American who thinks Australia is like this small town. So, one franchise.
I'm from the Victorian Ghostbusters group in Melbourne. So, like, when I went to Ghost Corps, I got my certificate with when I was there. So I posted that up on our site. But, we've got franchises in every city. It's not as big as it is here in the U.S. Like, you guys are insane here. And, like, I believe I was born in the wrong country. I need to be living out here. I'm trying to get Sony and Ghost Corps to come to Australia to have a premiere here so we can actually have some fun with it instead of just you guys, like, getting invited to Ghost Corps. So jealous of that.
It was amazing. I'm not gonna lie, but that's so cool that you got to come here and go. And did you take the whole Sony tour and all that?
No, actually was just invited to Ghost Corps, so I met up with Eric when I was there. So so I didn't do the tour or anything. Just went and visited Ghost Corps. That they presented the certificate to me and the pin, so I take that back to my group when I get there. But some inside information, which I'm not quite sure if I was allowed to talk about it when I got there. But I saw, So I saw all the new toys that had just been released. So I wasn't allowed to take any photos of that stuff, which was cool. But one little insight from Mayhem was apparently when they went to, obviously they were making the toys before the special effects were out. So Mayhem and the toys mainly like brown. And they got the green light. They got the green light on him, just to make up for the special effects part, because they made him brown and the special effects came out and he was mainly green. So, So that's why I'm
a bit
confused on why. Yeah, so why Rowan and Stay Puft are red. So obviously we saw a bit of Rowan being burnt, so that could make up for the red light, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, But,
I was hoping you were going to tell us what that San Diego Comic-Con exclusive figure was going to be.
I wish.
Any other just to give a little context to anybody listening who so Ghost Corps obviously is the kind of the headquarters for all Ghostbusters media right now, whether that's movies, TVs, comic or not movies, television, video games, it's all originating out of the Sony office, basically, which is basically Ivan Reitman and Dan Aykroyd's, production office. Mm-hmm. Eric, that you mentioned, he's kind of the point person there. He's doing all the social media stuff, all the outreach, and he's really kind of become ingrained in the Ghostbusters world. But I mean, did you get any other good information while you're out there? Did you hear any tidbits? Any yes, have some exclusive morsels?
Well, there was no yes or no answers to my questions. There were only grins. So I always took that as a yes for everything. But I won't mention what they are just in case I get in trouble. But
all right, cool. Well, I'll message you off the air for those.
Yeah. There's one thing that I thought of, with, like some, the guy before me about Rowan's tie. The only thing I could think of where that tie's come from, if Rowan is originated from the ghost, no ghost logo, the no sign, the red no sign, has bundled up into a tie on his neck.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
There you go.
It would be like the perfect bit of animation, right? It reminds you of the RGB, right?
Well,
right.
Damn. Well, listen, Andrew, we're going to we got some more callers and we got, oh man, we got 30 minutes left, so
we got some bow ties to put on.
Hey man, have a safe flight, safe travel.
No worries.
Question.
Yeah.
Thanks for having
me. Is Australia getting the Ghostbusters release at the same time, or do you guys have to wait a little longer?
Apparently, we're getting it a day before you guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're
going to move. We're
apparently, the world premiere is happening before the US premiere. So, you've got the major one on the 15th. You've got the New York one happening. Was it on the 12th? I believe.
Yeah, it was early that week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then apparently, like Australia is going to be one of the first countries to air it. Well, not air it, but show it either on the 14th or something like that. So yeah.
Cool.
Cool, dude.
Well, listen, when we do our live review, whatever show we end up doing that night or the next night, maybe you can Skype in and let us know what it was like seeing that before the rest of the world.
Yeah, and make
sure
you post a picture of your luggage getting there safely so that we know everything makes it
all
right.
Yeah, we need to know that you and those figures make it home safe.
I'll be posting everything that I've got from this trip. So there's a lot. I've spent so much money.
Good. That's the only way to live.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
have a safe travel.
All right, have a good one. Bye. See ya.
See ya. Your mom says we can't move to Australia.
Why is my mom still
awake?
Guys,
all right.
Listen,
nope.
I'm stressed out about his toys making it safely home.
Yeah.
I don't understand how anybody could fly anywhere, let alone for 14 hours. But although I have a major fear of flying, but the second Sony called, they were like, hey, we need you guys to come to California. I'm like, all right,
I'm there
in 2 seconds. I'll be fine. Everything's fine. So cool. Well, we got 30 minutes. We're going to tear through callers here.
Let's tear it up.
520, you're on the line. Let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Hey, yes, my name is Ronan. I'm from Arizona, and I am with the Arizona Ghostbusters.
Cool.
Hey,
how's
man.
How's it going, man?
Thanks for checking out Yes, Have Some Live.
How you guys doing?
Man,
we're
doing great. We're stressed out. We've been having fun, though.
Excited. Ready to party.
Yeah, well, you guys keep your composure. You know, you guys get a lot of negativity. I'm pretty impressed how you guys. You say, yeah, you guys are pretty happy. You don't lash back at them. You know, I don't know. That's very admirable of you guys.
They can't stop me from dancing in my living room.
Yeah, I bet.
Yep.
So, Ronan, did you check out the trailer this morning? And what was your reaction?
Well, I was up late last night. I had a lot of fruit, so it was kind of unpleasant. But I did wake up to like a whole bunch of text messages, like in social media messages. Like everybody knows I like Ghostbusters. My family,
yeah.
My cousins. I got people like from across the world. Like, hey man, did you guys see that? Are you pissed off? Or you know, is Ghostbusters gonna suck? And then I'm like, oh my god, man. And, like so. I could have slept in for another 2 hours, and before I decided to actually watch the trailer because I thought it was out, and then I was impressed, man. I mean, I was there at the Sony event. I saw you guys there. It was cool. The reaction was it was awesome to experience all you guys, the ambiance, especially you know, all the fellow fans there. But I was impressed, man. I saw like there's a lot of nods to the original movie as far as like the whole sky thing, where like for the Gozer building, and then the like some
Ooh,
of the angles
yeah.
looks like from the scene where like Dan Aykroyd fires on Slimer when he has a cigarette in his mouth. Like the angles are almost exactly the same. I was like, well, you know, that's kind of cool. I don't know if people notice that stuff, but it did get me excited for the new movie, and I was very impressed with it, especially Patty. Man, I think she's gonna kill it. I think she's gonna carry the movie. That's what the character I'm looking forward to seeing the most.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to the one thing I've always said throughout this whole thing is, like, these four characters are going to be completely different than the original four, and that's fine, because I like having eight different personalities that have been Ghostbusters. I was having a discussion with somebody today saying that they were upset that it doesn't feel like there's, like, an Egon character, like, somebody who's grounded, who's going to be the voice of reason and come from – and that's fine. Like, it's fine. Everything's going to be fine is what I keep telling people. Because, you know, this movie is as much as it touches on, you know, all things Ghostbusters, it feels different enough to where I'm not, you know, people were saying today, like, oh, I guess they're just ripping off the first movie. Like they're just hitting on.
Also, this is a trailer. They're not going to put the voice of reason in like the sizzle reel. Like they're not going to put whoever is going to be like the one that's more grounded. And I think they all kind of pass back and forth like those characteristics because they're versatile, like multifaceted characters, because that's the kind of character that Paul Feig and Katie Dippold write. So, yeah, I think that's kind of a ridiculous statement, or to look at the four of them and need to compare them so closely to the originals. I don't think that was their intent, either Paul Feig or Katie Dippold going into this, and I'm just ready to see it. Like, I think their chemistry is super on point. So,
and, I agree exactly with you guys. One thing I was kind of comparing it to is like the four, the Ninja Turtles, man. Like, you know, those guys are set, that's who they are. There's nobody else as are those the Turtles. Why the hell are you going to go and like copy the four original Ghostbusters all over again? It's been done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think as the movie comes out, we'll see that there's probably a little bit of the guys in each girl. You know, there's probably different attributes that each of them have that are going to remind us of different aspects of the original four guys. So.
Yeah, like when Abby Yates, when she's like says that ghost is like the most beautiful thing she's ever seen. Like you kind of get like a Ray Stantz vibe from her. So there's parts of that.
Hey Ronan, let me ask you this real quick. You're part of the Arizona Ghostbusters, so we've actually talked about this a little bit. The Georgia Ghostbusters are some of the most cynical assholes you'll ever meet. And literally, top to bottom, it's almost 100% support or at least optimism for this movie. So what's your franchise? How are you guys feeling leading up to this? Did we lose you, Ronan?
I think we lost him.
Hello?
We might have lost Ronan. Uh-oh. All right, I bet they're all really excited.
They're super pro. Like, from those of them that I follow on social media, they're, like, really nice dudes. Super pro reboot. And, yeah, we met a lot of them when we were out there in California a couple months ago. So,
guys, we got about 20 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in, still time, 929-477-1217. Press 1 to join the line. And Ronan, if you're listening, you want to call back, we'll get you back on. So 631, there's a couple 631s on hold, but who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, everybody. It's me, Dr. T. Westland, the official Ghostbusters of Pike County. I'm stressing like a mother right now, Abby. I'm stressing. I'm stressing, you know.
Tell us about it.
My wife, of course, you know, I work at the Walmart in Westfall, PA, and I didn't know the trailer was coming out to Friday, so I'm at work, and everybody's, Joe, did you see the trailer yet? What trailer? Do you know, Joe, the trailer's out, you watching it? What do you mean? At 7 a.m., I'm at Walmart at the door getting told that the trailer's out, and I'm not in front of a computer.
Oh, man.
I was at my door going... Having meltdowns, having little freakouts, going, can I go on break yet? No, it's still 7 o'clock. No, 9 o'clock. No one would let me use the phone all day long. Sitting there crying at the door, crying. I was, like, practically sweating like I was lying at work. I was like, can I go to the bathroom? No, no internet on my phone. Oh, can I just go into, no, I can't go there. No, can I steal a phone? No. Yeah, I like the trailer, a lot of funny jokes. A lot of, got a chance to see Rowan in his big Got the chance to see Slimer again. You know, he did his little shocked look when he turned around.
Yeah. He was chowing down.
A lot of jokes. He looked like the one on my leg. I was like, wait, did he? Never mind. Maybe. But it was funny things. I enjoyed
it. I don't think Roman was coming for your legs, man.
I'd run and hide if he did.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man.
I'm excited and I can't wait. And to all the haters that are on YouTube and the angry video game nerd, you're a jerk and you better watch your back. Real Ghostbuster fans will be seeing this movie, bro.
Oh, shots fired.
I'm a YouTuber, angry video game nerd. You better watch your mouth, bro.
Okay. Yeah, angry video game nerd. You're going to be scared video game nerd because Joe the Greeter is coming for you.
Yes.
Well, cool. Well, Joe.
Go
for it.
I definitely want to have you guys on the show. And even the other guy that's on the phone, you are definitely invited to TED Talk to be on the show.
Oh, we're doing it. The third one's invited. Coming on the show.
You're all invited to my show, you know, because you're ghost heads like me, and you talk about it, you love it, you live, you breathe it, you love Ghostbusters all around. So you're all invited to the show. You breathe it, live
cool,
it. I wake up and see Ghostbusters. I hear the theme song when even on my alarm. So it's Ghostbusters, and my phone, Janine's my text message sound. So yeah, everything is Ghostbusters and Megan.
All right, buddy. So. Hey, man, thanks for calling.
Thank
We're going to talk to you soon.
Yep.
All right.
Love you guys.
Thanks, man.
We love you.
We love you.
All right, cool. So
bye.
Let's go back to Ronan. Are you back?
Yeah, I just got a message from my boy. He's like, hey, they said you should call back, so I called back.
Before you got cut off, the last thing I wanted to ask was how was your fellow franchisees? How's everybody? Is everybody feeling positive, negative? What's the overall vibe leading up to the movie? Because the Georgia Ghostbusters are pretty damn excited.
It's ridiculous, dude. I can't even explain it. Like, first of all, we're a pretty big group. I think we're like 30 members deep or something like that. And then I don't know if you guys heard, there's like another group called themselves the Phoenix Ghostbusters. They're also just as big. So it's huge over here, man. Like, the love for Ghostbusters, everyone's hyped up. And when we were at that Sony event, like, there was more than half of us that didn't even show up there. So it was kind of hard because we all drove there. We got there within, like, because we're in Phoenix, about, like, a six-hour drive from L.A. So we got there, you know, it was, like, a last minute. And, like, I told my boss, I had just come back from vacation. And he's like, dude, I got to go to this thing, man. And he knew how crazy I was. He goes, go ahead, man, take another 2 days off. So we went and, like, getting to experience that with, like, all those guys there and then people who, like, you guys I've seen, like, online and stuff and all these other franchises. It was ridiculous, man. I've never been to anything like that. Not once did I ever dream I'd ever get to be invited or be part of something that big. And, like, getting to meet Ivan Reitman, getting to see the Sony, Paul Feig. I mean, it was ridiculous, man. I can't even describe the feeling.
Yeah, how about
still,
that buffet,
like,
too?
Man, Wolfgang Puck, man, he came through. That was pretty good.
That was good stuff, man. That was a really fun time. And, it was really special getting to meet a lot of people. And I think the one thing that, like, most of the hardcore fans I know are actually pretty excited and optimistic. Mm-hmm. The hate seems to be coming from more of the fringe and just, like, the general internet mass. Because all the normal people, like, I was at work today talking to people. Hey, did you watch the trailer? What'd you think? Oh, you liked it? You liked it? Okay, everyone seems to like this movie. Where, you know, I don't know where the hate's originating from, but I guess everybody has a voice these days, so everybody can hate.
Yep.
Well, I'll be honest with you guys. I was one of the haters at first. I never said anything negative because, you know, it's immature, you know. I was never crass, you know. I was always very respectful as well. You know, I made my statements and I stayed off social media. But the moment that I was there and when Paul Feig came out, and he was like, that guy was a nervous wreck, man. He's like, you guys, I hope it's good. You know, I felt so bad. I just felt for the guy. And then afterwards, seeing the trailer and then everyone and then his reaction afterwards, like, you know what? This is going to be good, man. Fuck it. I'm going to give this a chance. It's Ghostbusters, man. This is something that we've been waiting for 26 years now for another Ghostbusters movie. It's going to be awesome. So it was cool that Sony did that. I think it was smart on their part to invite all those people over there to show them, hey, like, don't be worried about it. It's in good hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think a lot of people at first, you know, felt the same. You know, I felt like that, at, you know, when we first heard about the reboot too, and I was a little skeptical about it. But I started to turn around as soon as pictures started to come out. And I think a lot of people did. As soon as it started to become a real thing and we started to see pictures and see that there was some care being taken with this movie, that a lot of us, it just kind of turned around. So, yeah, we're excited.
It's going to be good, man. I'm excited.
Yeah. And that's the thing I keep saying is that how can – like, so just coming from a box office perspective and a – so the vibe I've gotten so far is the mainstream media outlets, Entertainment Weekly, Hollywood Reporter, Deadline, Variety, all your Collider, Ain't It Cool News, they all have been very high on everything. This movie will probably do very well as far as like critics go. I think people are going to review it. They're going to say it feels nostalgic. It feels fresh. We love Paul Feig. We love the cast. So I think there's going to be a mainstream media acceptance. And I think there's going to be a mainstream – not when I say mainstream audience, I'm not talking YouTube. I'm talking families. I'm talking regular moviegoers, people that are like, hey, what's coming out this weekend? What can we go see the movie? What can we take the family to? And they're going to see this movie. And then you just bring in the track record of Paul Feig plus the track record of Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig and the track record –
the powerhouse that is Kate McKinnon.
Of a franchise. I mean, when does a franchise come out, a known entity like this, that hasn't had a movie? Like, name any major franchise. It would at least be moderately successful, even if the movie was not, like, good or not great.
Right.
So I don't know when people say, oh, this is going to flop, it's going to fail, it'll be on Netflix in 2 weeks. I'm like, where is that?
People are curious as fuck about it. Like, they want to know more.
Those
right?
statements don't come from a place of logic. They come from a place of, like, I think it's almost like fear. It's like you're afraid of it being successful, so therefore you say, like, you could say, hey, I think this movie's going to be terrible, but to say, I think it's going to fail, that doesn't make sense to me. So I don't know why I just went on that rant, but I felt like it.
I agree with you, 100%, man. Like, you nailed it like to a T, man.
Cool.
I think the YouTube thing has kind of become a game to people. The whole like downvoting thing.
They're doing it just to do it, just to just to slam the film. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it turned into it. So many people did it the first time. I read that there were people making bots and stuff just to see how far down they could get it, and I feel like the second trailer, people aren't even watching it. They're just like, the new Ghostbusters trailer is. Let's see if we can get more down likes than we did on the first one. It's just become a game to some people at this point.
It's stupid.
I bet those people are super fun to hang out with in real life.
Well, Ronan, man, thanks so much for calling back. We'll be talking to you soon. We're gonna do more of these live shows and tell everybody out there in Arizona.
Yeah, get the whole gang to call in.
That, and also tell them hello from Yes
hi.
Awesome. And the Georgia Ghostbusters.
I'll give them a kiss for you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, couple kisses.
Cool.
all right, guys.
Thanks,
Ronan.
All right.
So I don't think he's going to mind me reading this live. So Simon from Middle Georgia just tweeted us. So this is public knowledge, and
getting ready to like text this to you guys, but I was like, should I derail the show?
Wait, what happened?
We're about to go.
Why didn't somebody tell me what's happening?
About to find out.
So Jake, you just read what Simon from Middle Georgia just tweeted the SFSO podcast.
Okay, you want me to read it? I got it.
Yeah. What
cool.
is it?
Here we go. At Yes Have Some Podcast. 100% true story. Got the diarrhea right when you guys took my call. Did my best to keep my thoughts together during this trauma.
Oh my god. Is he real?
I bet he might be the first person ever.
He said the fruit.
No, that was not him.
Oh, that
was a different guy.
Fruit was a different guy.
People are so honest with us. I love it.
He's the first person ever mid diarrhea to be like, wait, another question.
Yeah.
What about that bow tie? Like, dude, who gives a fuck about the bow tie?
Oh,
God. Cool. So this person's been on hold a while. 631 area code. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey,
who is this?
I was just making sure it was me because I didn't hear anything. I'm Charlie. I am from Long Island, New York, and I'm a very new member to the new Ghostbusters of Long Island.
Okay,
awesome.
Cool, man. Welcome. Hey, thanks for being
patient. Thank you for taking my call.
Hope you're feeling well.
Yeah. Are we the stomach flu is running through our callers tonight.
Luckily, I'm diarrhea free. That's a
very
dry, which is a good thing.
Going.
Very dry.
I will ruin, though, the happiness that's happening because I am, unfortunately, someone I think that would get very incorrectly called a hater. I happen to hate it, but I don't think that's necessarily who I am as a person. I'm actually kind of surprised at the amount of aggressive love that's going towards it. I'm not sure if it's a side effect of how many people dislike it, but what's funny is online, obviously, there's a ton of sexism and a ton of random hate that's unjust and not based on anything. But what I'm seeing now that I find very interesting, especially in like the community of hardcore fans, are comments like we heard tonight on this very old podcast where someone said, "Watch out, angry video game nerd. How dare you not spend money to see this movie that what you've seen and what you've heard you don't like. You're a piece of garbage because your opinion is different than mine, and my opinion is the only one that counts." I'm stoked. You guys are stoked. It makes me happy that the new trailer made you happy. Conversely, that trailer broke my heart again. Not one joke landed for me. It is going to do well because it's so middle of the road. I love Kate McKinnon, and I wish they'd let her be Kate McKinnon, but I'm one of the people that don't like that she licks the guns. It's almost like accidentally sexist.
Okay.
I think it's sexy as fuck.
that's awesome, and I'm glad that you do. And I think there was a time or a different type of movie where I would agree with you. But this is Ghostbusters. And what's awesome about Ghostbusters is they're cool accidentally. And these women haven't been cool accidentally. There are times in this trailer where they are awesome. There are times where when she punches the ghost with her ghost exploding gauntlet, she's way too cool. That to me isn't the Ghostbusters. Pete Bankman wasn't traditionally cool. He was, if anything, like a geek, accidentally cool on purpose, if that makes any sense, and I'm sure it doesn't.
No, I mean, listen, those are all valid points and valid arguments. And I'm glad you called in because, like, part of what we're trying to do here is have good discussion and something, you know, because the way the media or the way you to somebody from the outside looking in sees it is, you know, people love the movie or people are sexist or angry fanboys are mad because it's a reboot. And if you don't like it, you're an idiot. And it's really not like that. There's actually a lot of intelligent conversation going on and good debate. And yeah, if we have a caller come in and say angry video game nerd better watch his back, you know, that's, we should put a disclaimer that none of our callers are representative of the
Samsung. Our callers also talk about the diarrhea. So, yeah, let's all take it with a grain of salt and a little Pepto-Bismol because it's not a big deal.
I want to ask two questions, though, of you guys because
I do
enjoy hearing your opinion. My first question, I'll give you both just so this way it saves a little bit of time. The first question is I would love to know what moment actually struck you as like, tee-hee, this is funny and will stay funny. Because the selfie stick, it's going to age it. So it's really going to age it to like 2014 is the big problem. That's not going to be funny in 10 years. What part do you think, like really in the trailer so far, has made you laugh? And I understand the concept. They're not giving away everything. But trailers are supposed to kind of invite you to want to participate in the film. My second point is this. How much of it do you think – the same way some people want to hate it, so they find reasons to hate it, how much of it is it that you want to love it? So you're finding reasons to love it. Hell, I really enjoyed Ben Affleck's Daredevil because I love Daredevil. I know that movie stinks on ice, but I liked it because at the time it was all I have. And now I have the Netflix show, And the Netflix Daredevil's clearly much better. So it's to me, that's what happened with Ghostbusters, but in reverse. So what's your opinion on that? Now
gotcha.
That I'm done being long-winded.
Yeah, cool. Should we do a little roundtable answer on this one?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it quick.
Thanks for the good setup, dude.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Let's do that quick thank you.
Terrific.
You've been amazing. Let's do it quick so we can. We only got 5 minutes left. We've got one more caller on the line I want to get to. So,
let's take the question.
So yeah, go for it, guys. What moment sticks with you that you think will remain funny?
Let me jump in. Some of the stuff that I've liked, I think, the most with the comedy was actually some of Kevin's stuff that we've seen in the international trailer, like coming up with the logo kind of stuff. I thought was pretty funny. But we mentioned before that some of the lines, some of the dialogue is still a little hard to wrap your head around when it's taken out of context. And I agree with you with some of those jokes not quite landing. And the jokes aren't the things that are sticking with me as much as just like seeing the Ghostbusters. And I guess that's what ties into a little bit with you saying, you know, how much of it is just us wanting to like it. I do want to like it. And I want to love it. And, you know, I said earlier that when the picture started coming out is when I really started to come around. I'm still not 100% sold on the design of the proton pack. It looks fine, but to me, it doesn't look as good as the original. And, you know, it's never going to be as good as the original, but I'm just kind of rambling at this point.
You're good. I was gonna jump in. My favorite scene, the moment that grabbed me, was when Kristen Wiig is being pulled by like three, I guess, like waiters out off the table, and like she's screaming like, "We have to leave the city." Her face and her expression is so hilarious. Like there's flashes of Bill Murray pulling the tablecloth off at the hotel room with Cedric. Kristen Wiig meltdowns are my favorite kind of meltdowns. I love her in Bridesmaids when she's like freaking out at the wedding shower. It's like, she's one of the things that makes this movie like a slam dunk for me. Her and Kate McKinnon working in tandem are going to like, you know, just seal the deal. And, I have wanted to like this movie and been on board for this movie since I was tweeting Paul Feig, since before he was like announcing that he was going to work on it, since it was just a rumor. So yeah, I have rose colored glasses and they're fucking Holtzman style and I'm super fucking happy about it. So
yep. Cool. So we, on our next episode, we'll elaborate on that stuff a little bit more, because I have a feeling the three of us are going to sit down and just go off for a couple more hours about this, but we only got a couple minutes left. We got our last caller of the night, 613 area code. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Surprise, it's Matt Provencel from Ottawa, Ontario, from Ontario Ghostbusters, Cross Streams Radio, yada, yada, yada. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Good. Excellent. Very cool.
We're a little bit up against the clock, so just let us know what you thought, man.
Rapid fire.
Sweet. Yeah, watch the trailer. I don't know, 40, 50 times today. So I'm pretty happy with it. I think I was able to, I think with a lot of us, shared a collective sigh of relief going, wow, man, what a job difference it is to get a better editor and to actually have visual effects footage completed to really try to properly sell the idea. So I think you're getting a much more in line with what the movie's tone is going to be. From day one, I've always said that this was going to be a real Ghostbusters kind of vibe, because they got to appeal to all ages. They got to appeal to the toy marketing, but also introduce the Ghostbusters to a generation of both men and women. And I think it is a really awesome, awesome time to have four solid lead actresses become the heroines of 2016. And I know there's so many people online, on Twitter and Instagram, just super, super stoked that they're not, you know, bimbo Ruby's costumes, that they're actually, you know, women of all different body types, rocking flight suits, kicking ass. And it's just about time.
Yep.
It's about time. And,
amen,
and,
brothers and sisters.
Yeah, exactly. Brothers and sisters. Slimer looks pretty sick. I'm looking forward to some silly stuff with him. Rowan obviously looks really cool. But like I said, it's ever since I saw the flight scene
first
on Twitter, it's got a real Ghostbusters vibe, and I think it's great.
Cool. Yeah, it'll keep recording, so over just a second.
Cool.
Yeah, we'd actually keep going. We'd keep taking calls, but we're about to hop off the line and join the CrossRip for their roundtable.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
So it's a night of talking Ghostbusters.
Podcast marathon.
Matt, thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for the benediction.
You know, what I liked about tonight's episode is we had positivity all the way around, even people who weren't thrilled with some of the stuff they saw. They brought good points to the table.
Respectful
conversation.
Good.
Good,
yeah, because, I mean, you can legitimately dislike this movie. There's no law against it. And for people that I've been friends with for years that legitimately dislike the reboot, you're cool with me. I have shit-canned and unfriended the really bad people long time ago.
Unfollow
so,
all those
You have absolutely every right to dislike this reboot and stick with the originals. But, I mean, there's no need to rain on anyone's parade. So this is going to be a fun movie. It's like worst-case scenario, you know, it goes in the bargain bin. But I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think you're going to get an actual fun summer movie and some really cool – like I said, heroine characters that girls of all ages can look up to, and I think it's what's going to be great. So yeah, I gotta come back on the show and plug SpaghettiClub.com again because I've been really busy with that. So Ottawa Comic Con was a blast. Ran into a whole bunch of Ontario and Montreal Ghostbusters. Can't wait to share more stories about that with you guys. And obviously, Ghost Heads coming around the corner and Cleaning Up the Town documentaries and the new movie, 2 months. Oh my God! So, yeah, I got one more stuff to talk about. Sure.
And the re-release, June 8th, in the theaters of the original.
Yes, I love how they have to say the original on the poster now.
Yeah.
The original. Yeah, June 8th. That'll be a nice 4K transfer on the big screen.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool.
So we're gonna hop off. Thanks everybody for listening. Guys, Ghostbusters, it's happening.
It's happening.
We live in exciting times.
We never been happier to be
alive. Let's watch the trailer
again.
Again and again.
And again.
There you go.
Back to the loop.
All right, Matt, we'll talk to you next time.
You got it. Cheers, guys. Awesome show again, and look forward to listening to it some more.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
All right. Cheers. Thanks, everybody, for checking out Yes Have Some Live. We will see you next time for... Jacob and Abigail, my name's Craig Goldberg. And anything else, guys?
Thanks for hanging late night.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Bye, everybody.
Later.
See ya.